dumping rubbish in there.
Have they?
Yeah.
Naughty.
Coat hanger, some paper wrapping from a cupcake.
So, hello. Hello, everyone. Hello, listeners. It's,
Oh, one word here. It's 3:15 in the afternoon.
Sunday the 13th of July. We're in Andover in Hampshire. Overcast. Rain on and off. Warm, a little bit humid.
Jess, thank you.
We had a kiddies party to go to at my work organised it, and right in the middle of the day, it was annoying. It was meant to be 10:30 till 3, something like that. We didn't arrive till about 11:10, and the food was a barbecue, but everything was cooked in the oven. Oh, it was awful. I didn't like that food whatsoever. What did you think of the food?
It was all right.
You found it all right? Yeah, it wasn't a barbecue. It was a bit naughty, that. Well, considering you went in for milk and bread, and you've come out with everything. Harry!
Considering he wanted to come with me, he then, as soon as we got inside the shop, I want to stay with Daddy!
You were getting the pigeons away. Well, I don't think they were coming anywhere near you for you to get them away.
Shall we go?
Yeah. Jess?
The range, we have to get going.
Jess, oh, we'll go to the range. I think we had a conversation that might be a very fun sound to a child, but it's not a very fun sound to an adult. That's all right, I can carry. Thank you. The fish. Oh, look at the fish. Is it the trout there? Right there. It's huge. It's about 35 centimetres long. There's another one over there. A fish, you clown head. Trout. What's that? It's a crocodile tomorrow.
See, this is what I mean.
Yeah, that's rice, isn't it? Somebody's chucked their kebab in there from last night. Lovely. That fish is... Look at that fish there. The water's surprisingly very clear. So, it's kind of a little, little mock-up monument here of a Viking ship with some wooden Vikings on it. And there's a plaque in the water, sticking out the water. It says... tells you about the Vikings in Andover. Anyway, we need to get moving. I was going to read it, but we need to move on. Lovely weeping willow going at the river there. Right, let's cross the road now. Just a bit further up and round the corner there on the river, we've seen rats before, really big rats as well. I can see a car, which means danger, especially when they're travelling that speed round the corner. Tomorrow, wits please, my chicken. Keep your wits about you. What does that mean? Oi! Come on.
Hold that up to
me. I'd rather you didn't... All right, there you are. The children are a bit, you know... What's the word? They need to lose some energy, you know. At the same time, they've had quite a full day. Let's cross over. But they're... The children are in that mood where they're not really paying attention to anyone or anything. That fella who left when we arrived, he's parked in the same spot. Wrong side. 20 past three now, and kids are being a bit of a handful now. They're probably hungry. They get like this when they're hungry, don't they? Are we getting in our seats, or are we just going to faff? What do you want to do? What would you like to do? Would you like just to do that and stay here?
No.
Well, let's get in our seats then. Put your seatbelts on.
No.
Bit of reverse psychology. Before I threaten them with violence. Not really. I'm just joking. Good lad, son.
They are mine. They're not yours.
Yeah. Don't be arguing. Don't argue. There's no need to argue. What's the matter?
He wants this.
Well, whose is it?
Mine.
Well, you can't have it, son, can you?
Mine.
I think somebody's hungry and a bit tired.
Harry, you can make
20 past three. I wouldn't care. You forgot your nest and your eggs.
Oh, yeah.
23 degrees. Yeah, I'd agree. To the range.